Well, today's a really big day for Maui's Kahului Airport. The new car rental facility opens its doors this morning. It is ready for business. Tim Sakahara, spokesman for the State Department of Transportation, joins us with a look at what this means. Morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's a great day, in fact. We're very excited to have the CONRAC, is what we call it, the Consolidated Rental Car Facility, open at the Kahului Airport today for all thousands of people that rent a car, sometimes every day on average, and things. It's a great, beautiful facility. It's adding to the efficiency. It's environmentally friendly, and it's just an overall huge modernization project for the airport system.
Now, I have to admit, when I was there about a year ago, I had a crappy experience, and so I'm looking forward to go back to see this. I've seen the pictures and the video, and it just looks terrific.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you're not alone, and that's one of the reasons that we wanted to make projects like this happen. And in this case, you know, before, when people would come out and they'd have a car rental reservation with whatever company they had to wait around on the curb, they had to wait for their specific company shuttle bus to come around, they got circled around to a location off property. It just added to the time and somewhat of an inconvenience for people. Now, no matter which company you're working with, you'll come out of the main terminal, you'll get on this beautiful electric tram, and it'll take you straight shot about a half a mile to the new rental car facility, where it doesn't matter which company you're on. You just ride the tram, and it drops you all off right there where they're all the rental car counters are located at the end of the tram. So it's much more simple. It's a huge facility. It's very beautiful as well.
It's three stories,
it's
right?
It's three stories, exactly. It adds 4,400 total parking spaces, 700 of which are dedicated for employee parking. But it's great for efficiency-wise, too, because now instead of having them all scattered around in different areas, they're all under one roof. For the rental car companies, too, there's 72 fueling stations right there. They have 12 car wash stations and 12 bays for mechanics to work on the cars. So it's convenient for them as well. So it's efficient all the way around.
And this has to help with just the traffic and, you know, as far as the parking. I mean, there's no public parking in that facility, but it does ease things for the other areas, right?
It does open things up. And, yeah, just for the another side benefit of it is that it just relieves a lot of congestion. There is more than a couple dozen shuttle buses for the rental car companies that were just constantly circling the property. You know, that adds to some of the congestion. It takes the adds more vehicles to the roadways, and those are fossil fuel burning buses as well, so it kind of added to the pollutants in the air. Now those will all be gone, so there'll be fewer vehicles circling, and it'll help for the environment too, because the tram is electric, powered by the solar panels on the airport property as well, so that's less of a oil-based burning vehicles that we have there at the airport. So all around, it's a very positive project.
And you know, we watched it under construction, and that in itself was, you know, an issue, but you just returned from there, and I don't know, so what was your takeaway, you know, as you were getting back to come back to Honolulu?
Well, we're thrilled to say that the facility and the tram itself was built on time and on budget, which isn't always the case in Hawaii when you're looking especially at transportation vehicles like a train. So that's very positive, and we're very excited about that. There's always a transition. So one thing we do want people to know is, especially the locals, right? They've been doing it the way they renting a car and doing that for decades, the same system. So, you know, for the tourists, they come in, they don't know any better anyway if it's their first time to Maui. So they'll figure it out and follow the signs, get on the tram and go. But some of the locals might be set in their ways and kind of think, oh, wait, I always went here for the shuttle. Now you don't need to do that. You go straight to the tram station. The tram station itself has three stops in total. There's two at the terminal and then one out at the rental car facility at the counter. So people need to be aware of that. It takes about 6 minutes just to go round trip. It's not terribly long. It's only a half mile route, but it is necessary. Obviously, if people have their luggage or elderly or kids and you know, all that thing, I mean, it is necessary to have that tram take them to the facility.
Yeah, and I imagine there's going to be a shakedown period, but I was just reading some of the facts on the fact sheet here, and it says this tram was manufactured in Sweden, assembled in San Jose. So if there are any issues with it, are we going to be good to go as far as, you know, any fixes? You have people who are trained to maintain this thing?
Yeah, so Schwager Davis Inc. is the company that was contracted to put it all together and deliver it to Hawaii, which they did and have done a great job. And they have a staff of over a dozen people that are on Maui full time working on it. Well, there'll be at least one tram working from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily, and that could be extended if there's any delayed flights or anything like that, any operational impacts. During the peak hours during the day, we'll have two trams going simultaneously to kind of cut down the waits for people, especially when it gets crowded. During the off-peak hours and things like late at night, I mean 9, 10 p.m. and things, so there'll be only one tram running. But again, it's very flexible. So if we see any operational impacts, like planes coming in late or early and things, and we need to ramp up and get two trains going at once, we can. We're very good at adjusting when necessary.
Okay, and Maui's really the second busiest airport, right, in the state?
Second busiest airport in total in the state. 7 million total passengers flew in and out of Kahului Airport last year alone. Mm-hmm. And actually, Kahului Airport rents the most rental cars of any of the airports in the state, even more than Honolulu. Yeah, yeah. So actually, there are a lot of theories on that. I mean, you know, Honolulu has a lot of public transportation that kind of really gets you anywhere and everywhere on the island. Maui definitely rents the most cars out of any state airport, which is why we're happy to deliver this one first.
Yeah, big day for Maui. Okay, so what about Honolulu? When do we get our car rental facility going?
So we're excited about the Honolulu car rental facility as well. It's in the process now. It's over halfway finished completion. And it'll add the same kind of efficiencies. There won't be a train in Honolulu just because of the layout, but there will be one shuttle bus that you can get on for any of the major rental car companies. So it won't matter what company you're on. You just get on the rental car shuttle, which will be run by electric vehicles as well, also powered by the solar panel. So that's great for the environment. And that is, it's up and running now. The construction itself will be done in early 2021, and then the rental car companies need some time to go in and make their own improvements, several months, in fact, to go and make it their own, add up their own signage, computers, furniture, facilities, make it the offices and counters and everything. So we're anticipating opening it up in 2021 at the Daniel K. Inouye International Airport.
Is there anything that travelers need to know with the upcoming Memorial Day holiday? I mean, as far as parking, because I know parking has always been a challenge and has gotten more challenging.
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, really with the Memorial Day holiday, that is the start of the busy peak summer travel season. And so we always encourage people to plan ahead and try to get dropped off at the airport if possible, because there is a limited amount of parking stalls at Honolulu International specifically. That's the one where people should really try to consider getting dropped off. Because, yes, there are a limited amount of parking stalls. Also, we want people to know, you know, with the addition of the ANA, the All Nippon Airways A380, those planes carry 500 plus passengers a shot. Southwest entering the market, which is all fantastic stuff, but a lot more people are traveling. So we want people to know they should give themselves extra time to get through those TSA checkpoints as well. Okay. There are 9 checkpoints around Honolulu, but they may not all be open at the same time. They kind of fluctuate depending on flights and schedules and peak times.
So plan ahead.
So always plan ahead, especially international flights. They should really give themselves 3 hours, but even those domestic flights, 2+ hours, I would suggest to be safe, if not 3, just in case. And if you're coming to park, definitely give yourself extra time, because sometimes you may have to circle around the parking lot a few times, and of course that takes time.
All right. Well, Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Tim Sakahara, spokesman for the State Department of Transportation, talking about the upgrades to the Maui Airport and our plans for Honolulu.